watch ne
lamphaza bengathola set up la
lento eh makolo ndamasebenza ucacisa
So,
so lele sayibukela it's a 10 minutes isn't it and then after going bukela we will talk a bit we will talk a bit about it and stuff and then if there's a little bit of time left just before we go for lunch we can actually break into those groups so that people can start talking about the ideas that we spoke about but so unless Babaola, there's something that you want to do in that last bit. Do you understand? But those are questions. Okay. So Dallas is in. So this project was also when I was given an opportunity to write something. I think it had something to do with breathing. Release. Yes, release. Ne? We asked to create something to release and stuff. And at that time, it was the time that I've just came back from the Eastern Cape. Ne? And it was that time Swelega Katata Wabukucha. That was quite new. And around that same time, it was that time of being eager to go back and retrace some of the work that I've been creating and the journey that I've taken. And Donald Buhilindlin, after we had the Eastern Cape for 3.5 years and stuff, so we are, this is a good start. So it was one of the first productions in a smaller scale to do in that particular point. The Ipalang is Xhosa, but because of the production itself was requested to be in English in a way. It's an international kind of program that where we view things together. So at that time I was a creative manager at Artscape. I've asked to partner with UCT department. So Uemi Jaffa directed another piece that was written by, I forgot the person who wrote it anyway. So what they did while we are here in Nabo, somewhere in New York, they are sitting like this. They've got a screen. So they've got a camera, and then while they perform, we are watching the screen, Tina, what they are performing. And I just perform alive, there's a camera, now but they are watching us, the screen and stuff. So there were six pieces in
between. You know about
Tim C. Okay. So I want us to maybe also to start taking notes and stuff, in a way. I'm not sure about this, I want to think. I'm told that she's a computer. So she's a machine, the typewriter. So I'm told that there are limits to your pixels. So, and go sit down.
Okay.
Is that like it?
Yeah.
Okay. Mani abona from there?
Yeah.
At the Artscape Theatre Centre, where we are this evening, also directed this particular piece together with Thando Doni. And it will be performed by Faniswa Yisa and Thando Doni.
Can I just speak in Sindundun? And then we can't get the ox from there. Can we?
So maybe let's go outside.
It looks, yeah.
Same
with you. It also looks quite long.
Okay.
Maybe not that.
And maybe that's the best place, ne? To say it.
Yeah. But this is the out. Now. Woo! I know. All right. Baba, what are you doing? Tell me, drink wine.
In Cape Town.
Thank you. So the next piece we're going to see here tonight is Invisible Eden, and it was written by Mandla Mbotwe. And Mandla, who is the artistic manager here at the Artscape Theatre Centre, where we are this evening, also directed this particular piece together with Thando Doni. And it will be performed by Faniswa Isa and Thando Doni.
So before we kick it back to Cape Town, I wanted to say that over these 4 years, we've had the good...
Thank you. I tasted the honey with your needle. Smooth as the thorns with my own bare feet. For you that the wound is the debt, for your own impatience for him.
The shadows of death.
I thought they were in the box.
It is said.
I thought the incense was.
So they say.
Well, it is hard for me to remain silent.
We are told.
You ran away, O great one, from burning the herbs.
When stillness and silence conquered.
Not even a sound from your feet to cleanse by the riverside.
When hope taught me hymns of my new gospel.
My first 2 days took my time, watched my reflection in the water, my eyes closed.
They all asked in confusion.
He is not breathing. He is no more.
I got misplaced.
He won the lessons. We are still moving.
Dig. Don't give up. Dig, they said. Dig, dig. Don't give up.
My father was a man of God. He wished more for people than he wished to be right. He always said that self-love is love for others. One must charge by grace.
He used to say, your children's foundation is your highest purpose.
Guide me. Prepare for me.
Let me pray.
Our final play, we will show.
So I think also you know what would be nice, I'm just thinking also the attempt of translating it back. Wait, remember? And what it means. But as I'm saying that there is fragmented way. I'm asking that it's not that we've all seen it, because for me it does hold another heartbeat of the production in a way. It does echo certain things that we speak about that, about the things and about the longing and all those kind of things. And about mama, there's another day, mother, and now the daughter, you know. So I want us to start thinking about that. I mean, the other part, I'm scared of losing the text, because it came from a particular place. And I would rather work from that particular place and find the linkages.
than trying to convert it into this as if it does not belong to here. So, Mabala, anything? Sound becomes the time and the place, things that are far and things that are coming
now
close.
And now I see the spaces,
Resin?
Yes.
So don't forget to the measurements for people, just to get people's measurements and stuff, so that we can start seeing what people are thinking of, what people are seeing they are wearing. Don't understand? With all the little knowledge that we have already, you know, and then start from there. And Pimen, what are your thoughts?
The first one was the sound, which was always. Yes, the constant sound they are called Ubuti. There's something a shorter yogani a lingam shy somehow. And then the second part is that Ugopuka with a plate, then the pin is the wood, meaning Ubuti recollecting the broken pieces, says it was the seven sabasi. Ubungos Basmos, Ugotunga Pinda, your silencer, the broken pieces, a tough lane. It means something. Whereas Uguti, it's precious, Uguti, I'm not even curious, we need this here. And then Ugopoga was Kiasako. What does it mean? Forward. This is in the end of Mansai Rabos Uguti. They link with Nale longing, Uguti. Because for us to live, we need to eat. Uche is an animal.
The part in the end, it's the song, the Baba song. Injela, oh, mama, no, Daniana, like Kulama, like. In the support still. And also, the Italian angel, I'm supporting my own mama. Sometimes I wonder about Dala, in terms of his support. Then I'm not in Dala, and then I go, but I'm not going to be able to do it. Even
but it is the questions. For an example, from Italian, when the movement that you did there, and it symbolized the anger that you have for losing Utata, and then at the same time, kubekho into ethi ingathi unako nokublima umama andazi bekusenzeka ntoni. And then another thing in the end, I born, the ritual that was happening, I had questions when I did, man, but you know, by it took teen, the ritual be sent on mama and tata most part. I is on Yana no Nundan, no mom. And he has me, me booze or wounded, you know, more than good. And as well, I'm sure me booze of never named this pendule.
From Glenda Nativita, meaning they are trying to trace back pain in some way. I'm not sure. Because they are going backwards.
What is it that you have to do with it?
just things before the music time they went up because of from our whole year it's been some time, 5 years ago. I mean, it's amazing that that song, how much that song haunts me, building up the temple. You know, it's a song that I think was when we are building up the temple. Building up the temple. That song haunts me, like it always haunts me. It can be a beautiful haunt, you know. Also, how the night have captured the night. Because of the concept was when you play that I did, that was happening a night before my brother's funeral. So this one is a night after the funeral. So this is a boom about that. So when you want to kill, maybe so much, but still, you will be. So, actually, one of the concepts that we spoke quite a lot about the restoration, is that is Amakaya A to have become Amakai, they've become Amabol. And that's one of the fears. Because of the But also Amabodo can mean a loss of soul and spirit, that our society is becoming evil. A place of Wenzela in the house is evil. It is the reason Amabodo literally. That used to be a place of warmth, protection, education, and development. Once it is like destroyed and it becomes a haunted place. It becomes, stories are called, have turned into something. And that restoration, so the restoration that we are talking about, what the Ambo Hunter and that, is hunting for that. I got Kekela Palapila to come back. So the reverted head and skin swap, don't understand
from Wilkama Labuk Honda, Namapol. Not only Paikai, because Kunesin, Funeke seasons in as Nabanda Abatwasa, Nabanda Bati, Nemisabi, the image, who you from service, you tata over. See, classes figure upper. Meanwhile, in love, Wako ums upper. I think Uzamuti. Lutata na lomami ndoma nga aske kunga tekuwe indo nga za lindu yamu kutakbe nguku kia uzi kukotwe kutwe babi mlapa Another one for writing.
No, you are different. And I think when I'm also, you mentioned something that because of also now in our thinking, when we think uti umama imama lake lipi tibona lendo, we are thinking far, imama ni. But yes, the mama nambula kuta. So the proximity of upper helicon, upper koyo, nalako ni helicon in kitchen. But you know that it's so close. It's so close that you can even see the plants that grows from the grain.
said, like, what kind of plants, what kind of water you get. I said, and then, when you pass, you can even smell the kind of bonnet, the kind of shaba or given. And what happened? So yeah, so I want to come to this when upon fully continue. So what happened when the living ones are gone? When he goes and you go in that house, what are they left with? Into the sense of a pie with land, among the sense of a woman in this. What? Because of they quit about women, but at a moment now. They abandoned the entire lineage, But also, and for the very first time, I'm thinking about it this way. That actually, people is not only the living, but our pillar, but she are in this thing and the story. But it's the fact that they are living or they are abandoning the graves. All those kinds of things. All those things. What does it mean? Do you fear that the house is going to be destroyed, or else do you fear that you are going to be left again? Do you understand the line? You left them, but you still feel the warmth because you are within the proximity. But if he leaves, you will follow Yamazun Chanwa, Yenzi, the land of Elanda Tatawa. We are asking, we are going to go. And if she will ever come back, you don't know what will happen to the father, you don't know what will happen to you. The other people might come and actually create Baba Ki Farm, then the land or oil tank or something.
About take us to the suitors.
Okay, let's take a break, lunch, and come back at 2, né? And then we will view in with all the hope that the technology will favor us when we do that, and then we take it from there. I think from tomorrow, so that our little session is going to be a little bit more. That we break into groups and start working on those things and ideas that we have and stuff. Ne? Okay, thank you guys.
It sounds so hopeful, it's so beautiful. Go get grown ass people. It sounds so sad.
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.